Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com, and you're listening to the 2005 Avian Awards podcast series. We are up to episode 8 now, out of who knows how many. Just a brief overview, I am a voter for the Avian Awards, been an adult critic for about 20 years now, voting in this awards for about 10. This is our fourth podcast series. We basically give you a rundown of all the categories, the nominees, some of the best, some of the people who are overlooked perhaps, some dark horses to look for. Also go over a little bit about the process, kind of let you guys know behind the curtain how we do things. Kind of interesting, I think. We also cover any topics that come up. Feedback is welcome. There's a feedback button at the bottom of this page on my site, RogerViews.com. You can also direct message me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, or find me on Facebook, or send me an email, Roger@RogerViews.com. Let's get right into this as we go. Now, you can follow along if you go to avn.com. Upper right corner is AVN Awards. Upper left corner there next to the logo is a list of nominees. We're about a third of the way down. We start with Best Makeup. And in this category, I think it's kind of interesting because some of the best porn makeup you don't necessarily notice because it's not about making someone look different, but it's just about really bringing out the beauty in the performers. And if you take a look at some of the photo galleries that have been posted online, you know, porn stars without makeup, you realize how different some of these women really do look. Up for Best Makeup, American Hustle Triple X, Anal Candy Disco Chicks from Mental Beauty, Apocalypse X, which was a post-apocalyptic Mad Max kind of movie, Austin Powers Triple X, which was very good, The Dating Game. Dating Game, Anal Candy, and American Hustle all have that 70s kind of look, and they all looked really good. Game of Bones, Hot Chicks Big Fangs, which is Digital Playground's vampire movie, Not Jersey Boys Triple X, Pornucopia from Wood Rocket, Sexploitation of Romy Rain, Sleeping Beauty Triple X, Tasha Rain's Ponytail, Thor Triple X, Voracious Season 2 from Evil Angel, and X-Men. I don't know. A lot of these are like 70s or comic book parodies. There's a couple of fairy tale parodies in here. That's tough. A couple of vampire movies. Nothing particularly subtle in these. I guess maybe the 70s movies are the most subtle. American Hustle had a good look. That was really authentic feeling. Both the vampire ones were good. I think maybe, I don't know, the Evil Angel one was much darker, so I might go with the Hot Chicks Big Fangs in that category. Not my favorite category. Not one that I notice. I kind of think that good makeup is often stuff we don't notice, but there's some good ones there. Some interesting looking movies. I just did X-Men. That was a nice looking movie. Just did Cinderella Triple X, which is not on here. Sleeping Beauty was, which was very good, but Wicked Cinderella. Excellent movie, by the way. Next category. Best Male Newcomer. This has always been one, and forgive me, guys on this list, who the fuck cares? Honestly, most people don't know these guys by name, and it'll be a couple years before you know them. It's just the way it works in the porn business. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, these people care. There's a good crop of new talent. We need new talent. I respect them all. But in the past, your feedback has been kind of like mine. Like, who? Here they are. Flint Dominic, Jared Gray, Jake Jace, Gavin Kane, Isaiah Maxwell, Tyler Page, Rob Piper, and Jay Smooth. That's it. That's your best male newcomers. I've seen Rob Piper in some black stuff. He's a good performer. All these guys are fine. I think it takes a couple years for a guy to really stand out, for you to go, wow, that guy's really good at what he does. And I think part of it is just, you know, so much of the porn industry for the male talent is on reputation. You know, you're as good as your last movie. And I think, you know, whereas with the female talent, we're always looking for something new. I think with a male talent, producers are always looking for something guaranteed. I don't know about how the fans feel. You know, give me some feedback there. You know, does it matter to you? Especially the ladies and the couples. You know, maybe they want to see new male talent. I don't know. Best marketing campaign, company image. I like these. I do have a PR firm, Pipeline Multimedia. You can check that out if you happen to have any PR needs. We do a lot of this stuff. Most of these company image awards go to the companies that have in-house PR. They do a really good job. Let's see. Company Image. Adam and Eve, Burning Angel, Dream Zone, Evil Angel, Exile Distribution, Forbidden Films, Girlfriend Films, Homegrown Video, Jules Jordan, Kelly Madison, Mile High Media, Monarchy Distribution, New Sensations, Vivid, and Wicked Pictures. Who does the best for Company Image? I don't know. This is another one of those categories where I'm wondering if you guys even really care to break it down. You guys know who does a good job with a company image because you either know of these companies because you like their material or because they've done great PR. Why do you like or know about Evil Angel? Probably because their movies are great. You know, Kelly Madison has done a really nice job of taking a single performer and her husband and turning it into a very viable porn company. Monarchy Distribution is new. Mike Coolidge does a really good job with all his PR. So he's working on that kind of stuff. In this case, it usually goes to a big company. Wicked has done a great job, again, of continuing to be a company with a great reputation. And notice you don't see Digital Playground on here anymore. You used to. Not so much anymore. You know, Jules Jordan Video, Evil Angel, still at the top of the Gonzo world. I think it's a little easier the next category, Best Marketing Campaign Individual Project. What really stood out? Wicked Pictures Aftermath, Apocalypse X from Digital Playground. They did a good job of playing that up, big time. Brazzers 10th Anniversary, Dr. Horror Porn Parody from Wood Rocket. Wood Rocket does a really nice job of marketing their products. Wood Rocket did that one for Digital Sin. They also did Game of Bones for Zero Tolerance. So they partner up and do a cool job. The James Dean Seven Sins, I think that was a really cool idea. Part of the problem I think it's going to have is they've switched distribution companies now. So James Dean Seven Sins went from Evil Angel. Now it's going to go over to Hard X. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex Plus Size. That got a lot of really good press. It was the first time a big company had really taken on BBWs in a really positive way. And certainly the first time I believe we've seen any of the instructional DVDs take a look at plus size sex. Mimi and Nico, Scandal in Atlanta. You know what? I'm going to say no on that one because we talked about a couple days ago the best celebrity sex tape. And I think Mimi and Nico is the one fewest people have heard about. We heard a lot about the Farrah Abraham one. We heard a little bit about the Tia Tequila. We heard nothing about this one. So no, not Jersey Boys Triple X. Will Ryder always does a great job promoting movies. I think this one probably was his best promoted of the year. Owner Gets Clipped from Smash Pictures. They did a nice job promoting that. It was very timely. Obviously a Donald Sterling parody. PayForYourPorn.org from Adult Empire. That obviously is a campaign I really support. DVD Empire over the years has been a good sponsor of my site, and mostly, you know, Pay For Your Porn is a very positive thing. Evil Angel did it a few years ago with Save Our Porn when we were facing government sanctions and lawsuits, so that's nice. It's good to see something like that. Riley Goes Gonzo, Axel Braun Wicked, they did a good job, and then Riley sort of disappeared. Shades of Scarlet from Zero Tolerance, Snow White Triple X, Axel Braun, and Voracious Season 2. Honestly, I think if you take a look at who made the project stand out, I think you have to look at something like Apocalypse X. Digital Playground did a great job of pushing that one. The Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, and probably Voracious from Evil Angel. All right, now Best MILF Release. This is a category that's been rising for a couple years. A lot of performers now are in that MILF category. Not sure exactly what the age cutoff is for most of you, but as long as the movie's good, I don't think any of us have a problem with Julia Ann or Lisa Ann or Veronica Avlov or Allison Kilgore or any of the women who qualify. In this category, Wicked had Cabana Cougar Club, Mark Dorcel, Kathy 40, Cheating Housewife, Dirty Rotten Motherfucker 7 from Jules Jordan Video, great movie, Freaky MILFs from Elegant Angel, really good movie, How to Seduce a MILF from Shane's World, that was fun, Legendary Players from Arrows, that one's a really good cast, you can check that one out, Lex is a Motherfucker 2, Lexington Steel putting the MILFs through their paces. MILF Gape 3 from Les Wood, MILF Soup 34 from Bang Productions, MILFs Like It Big from New Sensations, MILF Seeking Boys 6 from Reality Junkies, good series. Mother Seductions 2 from Forbidden Fruits, that's a Taboo company. Porn Fidelity's Big Titty MILFs 5, Kelly Madison. Kelly Madison, of course, would know a whole lot about big titties since she has huge natural ones. Sexual Divas, Lisa Ann Jules Jordan, and The Shadow of a MILF from Harmony. Sexual Divas from Lisa Ann was very, very good. Lex is a Motherfucker 2 is outstanding. Legendary Player is very good. How to Seduce a MILF is fun and different. And Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers is always fantastic. Tough one there. Taking a break here. I have spoken with my web people, and we are going to do a contest of some kind. Pick the awards. So if you guys have some categories that you think need to be included, obviously we're going to do Performer of the Year, male and female. We'll do New Starlet. We'll probably do Best Parody, Best Director Body of Work. Probably going to try and keep it to around 20 categories, maybe fewer. Maybe weight the categories so you get the big ones versus the small ones. I don't know. We'll figure out a way to make it fun. But if you can come up with some categories you'd like to see, maybe some rules. Also, if you happen to work for a company and you're listening to this, sponsorships would be awesome for the contest, but especially prizes for people who win. Whether that's a couple of movies, you know, a 3-month pass to your website, some t-shirts, if you're a performer and you're listening and you want to contribute some autographed pictures or whatever, we'll make sure to give you some nice publicity for what should be a lot of fun. Getting back to it. Let's see, where are we on time? We're about halfway. All right, cool, because I do want to talk. I had some really great conversations with some industry veterans this week that were, I think, kind of cool. Let's go ahead, though, and do a couple more. Best New Imprint. You know, while we're at it, let me switch over here. I did find something as I started my AVN voting that I thought was really cool that I wanted to share with you guys. And that is, as I was voting, I noticed, when I clicked on the individual nominees, I get the description of the categories. So I get the criteria. For example, this one, Best New Imprint. The description is Most Outstanding Production Company or Label to Debut During the Eligibility Period. So that tells you what that is. And we had wondered at one point about the Best Girl-Girl Performer, or All-Girl Performer. The criteria for All-Girl Performer, by the way, is awarded to the female performer who's performed exclusively with other females during the eligibility period, which answered a question. It's not an award for the kind of sex someone has, but rather the kind of partners that they choose. So I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe we'll go over a couple of these other categories as well, just to give you guys some the category descriptions. Should be easy, but what does Best BBW Performer say? Awarded to the woman for a standout body of work during eligibility period, predominantly in movies characterized as BBW productions. So they will obviously let us know which are BBWs, I suppose. There's not really that controversy, I suppose, on that one. Let's see if there are any others. What constitutes best amateur release? Best amateur release. Title that involves non-professional performers. Okay. So anyway, that I thought that was kind of interesting. But getting back to our list, Best New Imprint, so that's Best New Company, Aiden Star Corporation, Arrows Entertainment, Babes, Blacked, Come Louder, DD Busty, Desperate Pleasures, Deviant Entertainment, Girl Company, Hot Mess Entertainment, Icon Male, Illicit Behavior, Mental Beauty, Pink Velvet, and Web Young. There's some good companies here. Deviant Entertainment, I've reviewed a couple of good titles. Icon Male is an all-gay company, but I've had a couple of reviewers for the site who do gay stuff who've requested more titles from that company because apparently it's really good. Their box covers are great. Mental Beauty, of course, is Bonnie Rotten's company. Babes does really, really pretty stuff. Arrows Entertainment, I've liked the first three or four I've seen from them. Come Louder is a really great European company. I have a movie here that I'm going to be reviewing, Porn Heroes Volume 3. So some cool superhero and porn there. No, there's more from them. UK porn. So it's all overseas. I think Blacked is probably going to be tough to beat. They do amazing interracial stuff. It's gorgeous, and it's really, really tough to beat. Okay, I'm going to do two more categories, then I'm going to talk about the conversations I had. But I think these are two fairly important categories to go over. Best New Series sort of goes with the Best New Imprint. Alien Ass Party from Joey Silvera. Crazy Goofy Anal Stuff. Bang Bros 18 is on this list. Let me see if that's actually showed up on the ballot as well, because that looks like a. Oh, I see. That's a teen line from Bang Brothers. Gotcha. Big Anal Asses from Hard X. Black Panthers from Lexington Steel. Fornication 101, which is the return of Pussy Man. Girl Next Door Likes It Dirty from Porn Pros. Lesbian Cooking Show from Girl Co. Pure from Arrows. I like that. It's a new girl line I thought was really good. I'm going fast. Sexually Explicit from Girlfriends Films. Student Bodies from Sweet Sinners. Sweet Petite from Jules Jordan. Taboo Tales from Digital Sin. Teen Manipulations from Forbidden Fruits. When Porn Stars Attack, Mean Bitch, Evil Angel. And Wicked Fairy Tales, Wicked Pictures. This is a tough category because you've got things like, okay, like the Wicked Fairy Tales or the Taboo Tales. That's from a huge company with a number of really popular titles versus something like Sexually Explicit, which is one line under B-Scow for Girlfriends Films. I liked a couple of the Alien Ass Party movies. I like the Black Panther stuff. Lex is shooting really good, all black stuff, which I like. Pure is a good New Girl series. Student Bodies is really sexy. I think Taboo Tales is going to be tough to beat, although Wicked Fairy Tales, the couple I've seen, are fantastic. Now, Best New Starlet. You guys want to take a look at the criteria for Best New Starlet? We go back to my ballot here. Best New Starlet. And keep in mind, guys, it is a weighted voting system. Those of you who've heard this know this already. But the 15 people on the list, and it does say points, so we can say, okay, 15 points for first place. So putting someone down below at one, that's a 14-point differential. That makes a big difference over the course of 60 or so ballots. So it does matter what order we put these people in, and that's why I do kind of take it seriously. Kinda. I do several hours of podcasts every year and probably don't sleep much for the month of December because I kind of take it seriously. I take it very seriously, and that's why we do it the way we do it. All right, Best New Starlet. August Ames. I'm going to read them all through, and then we'll kind of take a look overall. August Ames, Carmen Caliente, Misha Cross, Carter Cruz, Aidan Fox, Keisha Gray, Janice Griffith, Chanel Hart, Gillian Jansen, Katrina Kay, Bell Knox, Adriana Marie, Scarlett Red, Samantha Roan, and Dakota Skye. Let those names sink in a little bit. And keep in mind, this is one of the conversations I had with an industry friend, veteran. This is supposed to be the future of our industry. Ideally, we want to pick someone here who absolutely is going to be around in 5 years. Not just be around, but going to be a star. Going to be an Asa Akira or a Bonnie Rotten. Now, keep that in mind, and do you think there's anybody on that list who really stands out in that way? The criteria is described as new female performer who has had the most impact during the eligibility period. Sex, acting, marketability, all considered. So it's not just who's the hottest, who did the most, who did the best scenes. So we're supposed to take all that into consideration. Now, I'm not wild about that, to be honest. There's a particular name on here, and I'll go ahead and say it. Bell Knox. Bell's a cute girl who got a lot of mainstream press because she goes to Duke and wrote an article about how tough life is, and she had to turn to porn to pay for her bills, and then she got outed, and then her outer got outed, and all of a sudden she's got all these speaking gigs as if she's an expert in the industry. And that really, I think, made her the highest profile name on this list. I can't think of anybody else on the list that a lot of you would know. I know a lot of hardcore porn fans obviously know who Dakota Skye is, for example. A lot of you are going to know who Katrina Kay is. She's done a lot. So is Keisha Gray. Misha Cross seems like she's been in the business for a few years. Carmen Caliente just did the Jersey Boys parody. You guys all know, if you've read my reviews, how I feel about Gillian Jansen. Friggin' amazing, sexy girl. But Bell Knox is probably the one you've all heard of. So if I'm supposed to consider all things, how do I not put her at or near the top of that list? Because as far as press and marketability, she's got a ton of it. Now, again, this sort of ties into my other conversation. Again, the two of you, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about, but they were conversations that, you didn't say, "Hey, if you mention me in your podcast, tell them who said it." I was talking to an industry veteran who said, as far as he's concerned, you're not a star till you've done 200 scenes. If you haven't done 200 scenes, you're not a star. And you're not even a performer until you've done 50 scenes or more. Not sure I agree with his numbers, but I agree with his sentiment. I think that when you take a look at the body of work of someone like Misha Cross, or Katrina Kay, or Dakota Skye, or August Ames, and then you compare it to someone who's done a couple of movies and has a lot of mainstream press, what are we looking at here? Do you guys remember Mackenzie Lee years ago? One movie, Best New Starlet. People went a little nuts. Now, she turned out to be a very, very good porn star, but it wasn't the point, to win that. So, looking at this, the top of my list obviously is going to include Gillian Jansen. I think she's amazing. It's going to have to include Dakota Skye and probably Keisha Gray. That could change. I mean, I'm watching so many movies and seeing a lot of these girls for the fifth or sixth time and really starting to like a lot of them. If I were going to bet, and here's my lock. If you are going to play the game, you want a safe bet, bet Bell Knox. Just, I think she's probably going to win. I think everybody's heard of her, and I think a lot of people are impressed with the PR campaign that was mounted for her. So I think that would be something to look into. Kind of running out of time on my conversations. That was a big part of it, though, was the number of scenes making a difference, and also the way we consider the new starlet category. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off there. Please, feedback, drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com. Leave feedback. Let me know what you're thinking. If you like this, if you don't, we're going to try and finish this up before the holidays. And I thank you for listening. If you get a chance, drop by rogerreviews.com. Click on any one of the links. You're going to find one of our sponsors. We appreciate them greatly, particularly StreamMate. Take a look at streammate.com and find some amazing live performances. That's it. Thank you very much. Have a good one.